Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Sam Bakel Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basso Daf Nunei. Throughout the Daf, the Gemara discusses Dino de Malchuso Dino, which means a din of the Malchus is a good din, and it's a din that you have to follow. The famous Ran over here in the Sugi explains, why is Dino de Malchuso Dino? Because the king owns all the lands in the land. And therefore, anybody who lives in his land must follow the judgment, must follow the rules of the king. The Rashbam argues in the Ran, and the Rashbam Shita is, that the reason Dina de Malchus Adina is a din, is because that was the acceptance of the people of the land. People don't want to have anarchy. People don't want to have a mess. They want to have a law and order. If not, Ish Yisraeyu Chayim below. So they agree to accept on himself the idea and the rules that the king gives. Now, these two explanations works very well with another pachina that we find, legabi dina de machus adino, in the oimik adivri chazal. Chazal and Sefer Ezra tell us that dino de machus adino, the word dino, is the same letters of the name Adnos, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name that we refer to Hashem. And this name refers to the midah, which is called the midah of the Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem. The way we call Hashem as the king, we use the shem Adnos, as the Adon, he's Adnos. And or for that, it's very appropriate to Chazam and Sefer Zayar to say Dino the Malchus Adino. Dino is the letters Adnos, Dino Malchus Adino. The Shlo adds another addition over here. Brings the following. We know that in the din in the world, there's two levels of din. Din is judgment. But there is a strict judgment, and then there is a more lighter judgment. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world of Midas HaDin. He added to the din some mercy to make the din not so strong. It's brought down in many places that we use sometimes din, the stronger din. Sometimes a softer din. The stronger din is called din akasha, very strict din. And sometimes a din rafia, it's a softer din. Another example is brought down that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have a din akasha and a din rafia. You have a strict din. And then you have a din, which is a din that's combined with mercy. It's a din which is not so strict. So says the Shlo, when we say dina de malchus adino, you have two dinim, we're referring to the two dinim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dina kasho and dina rafio. The strict din and the more lenient din. That's why it's a double. Dina de malchus adino. There's two dinim over here. And they both refer to Malchus Hashem in the world. Maybe one can add to this, that these two concepts of din that we have depend on the two explanations of the Rishonim in Din de Malchus Adino. The explanation of the Ran is what? Din de Malchus Adino means that the king owns the lands, so anybody who lives in the land of the king needs to follow his rules. This fits very much with the Din of Melech Machem Lochem Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he owns all the lands. Anybody wants to be in the Malchus Hashem, he needs to follow the rules. This fits the Din Akashio. It's a strict din. There's no leeway. You either follow the rules, you belong, you don't belong. But then, according to the Rashbam, what's the Rashbam explanation? Din of the Malchus Adino means that the people accepted on themselves to follow the king's rules. It's the Naisim and Nishra of Am Yisrael that we accepted on ourselves to be the servants of Hashem. So this depends on us. This depends on what we do. This is a more din of Rafio, a more lenient din where human beings can be involved. And this connects beautifully Din Akash and Din Rafia. We know that Migdal HaMukkah says Din Akash refers to Hirsha Bechtav, comes from above, very strict, Ein Tachas Ein, an eye for an eye. But then Hirsha Baal Peh is Din Rafia, is the way human beings can interpret it, understand it, connect it. Ein Tachas Ein means money. So from whatever comes from above, on top of us is Din Akash. Whatever human beings are involved is a Din Rafia. So the Din Akashio refers to the Pshat of the Ran, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the land, so we need to follow the din. But Din Rafia refers maybe to the Pshat of the Rashbam, that the idea is that we accepted it and we involved. The two explanations that we're showing him work with the two dinim that are working, klapei malo, maybe one can say such a Pshat. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.